Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the latest in tech and AI. We're kicking things off with a fascinating new resource from TechCrunch, their comprehensive cyber glossary aimed at demystifying cybersecurity jargon.
That's right. TechCrunch has compiled a glossary to help readers navigate the often confusing world of cybersecurity terms. This glossary is a response to the growing complexity in security language and aims to keep readers informed and up to date.
I can't help but wonder, how does this glossary help the average tech user? And what kind of feedback are they expecting?
The glossary includes terms like advanced persistent threat, which refers to hackers who maintain unauthorized access to systems. It's a living document, meaning TechCrunch plans to update it regularly based on user feedback. They're inviting readers to contribute suggestions, making it a community-driven resource.
This reminds me of how crucial clear communication is in tech. Let's shift gears to Slate Auto's latest move in the EV market. They're eyeing a former Indiana printing plant for their new electric truck production.
Slate Auto is making headlines by considering a 1.4 million square foot facility in Warsaw, Indiana for their electric truck production. This could potentially employ up to 2,000 people, revitalizing the local economy and contributing to the burgeoning EV market.
What intrigues me is the economic impact of such a move. Can you shed light on the incentives involved?
While details are under wraps due to non-disclosure agreements, local officials have hinted at an incentive package to attract Slate Auto. This move not only highlights Slate's growth, but also underscores the competitive nature of the EV industry.
Speaking of competition, Slate's unveiling of their Transformer EV truck is set to shake up the market. Let's dive into that next.
Slate's Transformer EV truck aims to challenge Tesla's dominance. This innovative vehicle could redefine the competitive landscape, offering a fresh alternative in the electric vehicle market.
How does this development impact Tesla, and what are the broader implications for the EV sector?
Tesla is facing increased competition, which could drive further innovation. Slate's entry underscores the growing diversity in EV offerings, pushing the industry towards more consumer choice and technological advancements.
From EVs to legal battles, DoorDash is seeking to dismiss an Uber lawsuit. Let's explore the details of this case.
DoorDash is requesting a California court to dismiss Uber's lawsuit, which accuses them of unfair competition. DoorDash argues the lawsuit lacks merit, framing it as a tactic by Uber to avoid real competition.
What are the potential outcomes of this lawsuit, and how might it affect the food delivery industry?
A dismissal could strengthen DoorDash's market position, but if the case proceeds, it might prompt closer scrutiny of competitive practices in the industry, influencing future legal and business strategies.
Now, let's shift to the world of AI funding. Musk's xAI Holdings is reportedly raising a massive funding round. What's the scoop?
Elon Musk's xAI Holdings is in talks to raise $20 billion, potentially valuing the company at over $120 billion. This would be the second largest private funding round ever, underscoring the high investor interest in AI.
How does this reflect on Musk's influence and the AI industry's growth?
Musk's ability to attract such significant investment highlights his influence and the AI sector's robust growth. This funding could alleviate xAI's debt and bolster its market position, showcasing AI's critical role in tech's future.
From funding to features, Microsoft is rolling out its Windows recall. Let's delve into the details of this controversial feature.
Windows Recall, now available on select Windows 11 systems, records everything you do on your PC. This has raised significant privacy concerns as it stores data in a searchable database accessible to anyone with access.
What are the privacy implications, and how is Microsoft addressing them?
Microsoft's initial rollout faced backlash due to privacy issues. They've since made adjustments, but the feature still poses risks. Users are advised to be cautious as unauthorized access to this data can lead to significant privacy breaches.
Switching gears, AWS is facing backlash over its limitations on Anthropic's AI. What's happening there?
AWS's Bedrock service, crucial for using Anthropic's AI models, has been criticized for arbitrary usage limits. This has frustrated customers, some of whom are now purchasing models directly from Anthropic, benefiting competitors like Google.
How does this situation impact AWS's reputation and the broader AI landscape?
AWS's handling of Bedrock could harm its reputation, driving customers to rivals. This incident highlights the importance of flexibility and customer satisfaction in the competitive AI market.
From AI to entertainment, Netflix's relationship with the NFL is evolving. What's the latest there?
Netflix is airing two NFL Christmas Day games, part of a 3-year deal. This partnership signifies Netflix's cautious entry into sports streaming, balancing its traditional content model with the growing demand for live sports.
What are the implications for Netflix and the NFL in this streaming era?
This partnership could expand Netflix's audience while offering the NFL a platform to reach younger viewers. It reflects the shifting dynamics in sports broadcasting where streaming services play an increasingly vital role.
Next up, let's talk about tech IPOs and pricing strategies. What's the current landscape like?
Despite economic uncertainties, tech IPOs continue, though pricing strategies are crucial. Companies like Anysphere are experiencing rapid growth, influencing acquisition talks with major players like OpenAI.
How are startups navigating these market conditions?
Startups are adapting by focusing on sustainable growth and strategic pricing. This approach helps them remain attractive to investors and potential buyers, even in volatile market conditions.
Now let's look ahead to TechCrunch Disrupt 2025, where Roelof Botha will be a key speaker. What can we expect?
Roelof Botha, managing partner of Sequoia Capital, will join TechCrunch Disrupt 2025. His insights are highly anticipated, given his influence in shaping tech giants and the evolving dynamics between VCs and startups.
What makes his participation significant for the event?
Botha's presence underscores the event's focus on future-forward discussions. His experience with iconic companies provides valuable perspectives on navigating the challenges and opportunities in today's venture landscape.
From venture capital to cybersecurity, a major data breach at Yale New Haven Health has occurred. What's the scope of this incident?
Yale New Haven Health experienced a data breach affecting over 5.5 million individuals. Hackers accessed personal and healthcare-related data, raising significant concerns about data security in healthcare institutions.
What are the potential consequences of this breach?
The breach could lead to identity theft and other cybercrimes. It highlights the urgent need for robust cybersecurity measures in healthcare to protect sensitive patient information.
Switching to social media safety, Prince Harry is advocating for youth groups. What's his role in this initiative?
Prince Harry met with youth leaders in Brooklyn, discussing tech safety and policy. His involvement aims to raise awareness and support initiatives that ensure online safety for young users.
How does his advocacy impact the conversation around tech safety?
Prince Harry's engagement brings significant attention to the issue, encouraging tech companies to prioritize user safety. His influence helps drive meaningful change in creating safer online environments.
Next, let's talk about TechCrunch Strictly VC in Athens, featuring Greece's Prime Minister. What's on the agenda?
Greece's Prime Minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, will join the Strictly VC event in Athens. The event aims to foster discussions on the startup and tech scene, highlighting Greece's evolving role in the global tech ecosystem.
What significance does his participation hold for the tech community?
Mitsotakis's presence emphasizes Greece's commitment to innovation and entrepreneurship. It provides a platform for engaging with global tech leaders, enhancing Greece's visibility in the tech landscape.
On the topic of AI startups, Manus has secured funding from Benchmark. What's the story here?
Chinese AI startup Manus received $75 million in funding from Benchmark, valuing the company at $500 million. This investment highlights the growing interest in AI startups and their potential for market expansion.
What does this mean for the AI startup ecosystem?
Manus's funding reflects the competitive nature of the AI sector, where startups are rapidly gaining traction. It underscores the importance of innovation and strategic partnerships in driving growth and success.
Finally, a reminder for businesses about TechCrunch sessions, AI. What's the opportunity here?
Today is the last chance for businesses to apply to host a side event at TechCrunch Sessions AI. These events offer a unique opportunity to engage with over 1,000 AI investors and thought leaders, enhancing brand exposure and networking.
Why should businesses consider hosting a side event?
Hosting a side event allows businesses to position themselves at the forefront of AI discussions, fostering valuable connections and shaping high-value conversations beyond the main stage.